fear. Because fear is worship to the devil. If you escape for fear, you've not really escaped. You didn't escape. You are only a man in bondage. And that bondage is more terrible than if you were killed. It's for fear. You should not for fear. But you should for the message. When I saw the picture of that missionary in the cave, it means God in mercy allowed them to escape that first time. Why did God allow them to escape first time only to be killed second time? Is God inconsistent? It is from that time he should have allowed his wife and children to do what? He should stay away for some days when he saw that no villager was attacked. And after that time, you return. Please, let's operate in wisdom before we pray. Let us operate in wisdom. Let us understand what we are doing. Let's be wise. Let's listen to the environment. Let's pray. And there are some other ones that when threats come, be sure to attack in the place of prayer. That's the first and genuine response. First and genuine response. Hope you know, some threat dies when you attack it from the spirit realm. It just fizzles out. You won't hear of it again. But after you have prayed intensively, a threat keeps repeating itself. What must you do? Because God is all wise. He makes you know this threat is coming here. What do you do? After your prayer repeatedly and the threat keeps saying, it's as if, what do you do? You must be wise. The Lord will strengthen us. On this point, I want us to pray. Yes, there will be questions after the prayer. No, please, after the prayer. I want us to pray. Two prayer points. Lord, give me wisdom as I do this work. Give me wisdom as I do this work. It is your message that we are protecting. You sent us on an assignment. And we must be wise. You are the one that told us to be wise as a serpent. And be humble as a dove. When we are caught, there's nothing we can do. We will stand with full testimony of our Lord and who we are. And if we are killed, no problem. But while we have the space, we can live. Only to re-strategize on how to take the land. Lord, give us wisdom. Are you praying? You don't know the field God will send you here to. You don't know the instructions God will give you yet. You don't know certain places the Lord might ask you to go for a month or two, even as you do this work. You don't know certain nations the Lord might send you. Lord, give me wisdom. Let me raise holistic disciples. Give us disciples in all quarters. The army, the navy, everywhere. Let's pray for all mission agencies. Wisdom, Lord. Wisdom, Lord, for the church. How to do things secretly. Not announcing or making noise unnecessarily. In Jesus' name we pray. Questions, please. Any question? If there's no question, we'll call it a day until tomorrow. Yes? My dear sister, please. Now, there are those that the Lord will say wait. Hope you know we raise that. There is a express. You see, the express notion of wait means even God wants you to testify that message in the face of death. But in the situation whereby the Lord didn't say wait. Hope you know if you don't deal with guilt. This thing is important though. Guilt will make some people to stay. not the Lord. They will be afraid, but they will be waiting. Because Jude say, hey, if I go and leave, and I've denied the Lord. I'm telling you this. We forget that we were sent then. Let me ask you. All the missionaries in China, they were asked to leave, they left. It was when they left, it's all the things they've now taught Chinese that spread the church. You know, what brings revival to a ground is when the indigenous people have caught the message. Then you know why revival did not. What's happening in Europe and all of that now? That, in fact, terrible, terrible things that people are now leaving Christ and churches are turning to mosques. What preserved this revival in Nigeria? It was when God began indigenous-based movement, like the Babalola movement. Purely African. Some of the things that God used Bishop Oyedepo, Adeboye, and none of them, purely African. Hope you know those churches don't run English service like Anglicans, like Britain, like whatever. What kept the faith, kept this thing, was that we indigenize. Even some of the Anglican Methodist churches, they began to cut off from the white style. And they began to localize it. When threat came that missionaries should leave, everybody should leave, they are supposed to leave, except the other aspects. You know what Chinese is? Chinese leader. It was caught. He was arrested. You know, there's a difference between when you come and arrest. You can't do anything. You understand? And when the Lord's giving instructions to wait, that's different. There are instances where God can ask you to wait. But we have seen scripture here.
You are caught.
That if you are caught, but until you are caught, keep escape. The scripture. So now, in that situation of, is it zeal? Does that answer the question? Is it zeal? Is it? You see, for some people, hope you know Apollo had zeal with that knowledge. Mm-hmm. Hope you know there are missionaries that have zeal with that knowledge. Hope you know if you have read Elton Taylor, he went to China without knowledge, but God in His mercy allowed knowledge to meet up with his zeal. Zeal with that. That's why we talk about training missionaries before they go. There is a place of zeal with that knowledge. But there is a place of God sending you to do something such that you will say, you will wish to go. God says, no, stay. That's why, what will make you obey God to stay, if He asks you to stay? Fear is not in you. Hope you know when fear is in you. If He says you stay, what will you do? You will stay either grudgingly, fearfully, and you will not be an effective witness to your captors. God will lose on both ends. You will lose the person. Even the testimony will not be anything. So when you have conquered fear, staying or running does not anything. So for those people, I confess that there may be some of them that God says you should wait. But they know you. So if they run, if they stayed, when God didn't ask them to stay, it's zeal. There's no knowledge, there's no understanding. So some people also left. And I think if you leave, your leaving is not. Did some Afghanistan also run away? Imagine new believers that have just accepted Christ in Afghanistan. We're now supposed to take them away. You say they should stay. No, let them go. Once they are more equipped, do you know the border did not close for Afghanistan to return? No, yes. God will help us. Another question.
What about in a situation whereby, in the midst of threat, in the midst of danger, you just discover that there's always goodness inside of you? You are not even having fear in you, and you have seen that series of times that happens in your heart, and each time you have seen how God, in His love, has helped you to even overcome situations that look so fearful, so threatening. But you just discover that even in the midst of danger all the time, you don't have, there is no iota of fear, or there's no iota of let me run away. You always feel peace and as if nothing is even happening. You are just so comfortable.
That's good.
So, as a missionary.
Mm-hmm. That's good, but even at that, hope you know that can make that person to be careless about either his own life or someone's. You will be careless about either your life, because that attitude of will make you undo things. So you don't always think that. There are sometimes your background too can make you have some natural fearlessness. If, for example, now you have a military background, imagine a boy that his father used to tie and he used to beat him, and then some level of daring. Maybe you know some people have that kind of. When they come to Christ, it may be much easier. But there are some people that it was mommy that is them. Mommy. Everything is to banter the no permission. If you want to go and buy sugar, they will pray for you. Just sugar next door, they will pray for you. So some of us that were raised in the atmosphere of fear, God does extra work. Than those that, okay, if a person is living near that inside the NDA, you know there are some children, probably they give back to them. You hear gunshot every morning. You hear it in the night. You hear bomb testing. You hear, hope you know, sound of go might not affect you again. Like one of my brothers said, I think they live near one police, whatever. When they want to kill criminals, they used to know. Put them squad, fire in squad. Hope you know, there are some people that are dead. Seeing people dying, will not mean much. Hope you know, that a doctor reaches a point like that. This is death. Death, people dying now doesn't, there are some things that happen. Look at this person that I said came for a saying meeting. How can your family members die? And you come. You know, since when he has been seeing death, he says since that he's a just citizen. So imagine. See, it has now become what? So if that kind of person becomes missionary, his boldness is not really first Holy Ghost inspired. Experience has taught him. And also, the person that you say experience has taught him, may you not see what will bring you fear. Sometimes it's because you are not yet challenged at a level. You know, small, quick, snake, where hold that? Lion, where is it? But there are some things that may really bring fear that has not yet happened. That's where the Holy Ghost needs to set in. But he said, well, no, there's nothing that is, no problem. They make you careless about somebody else's life. You know, such missionary, if there's a threat issue, rather than for him to escape his wife and children, may stay 2 months. And that 2 months, they cost his family. The other one that said, one thing I love about that missionary is that the wife and the children were taken. This was the first one, when I was in school. They will escape from missionary, and they were the one that opened that mission field. They labored them. So all these judges saw that they were taking whatever. So the wife and children escaped. That man and his disciple, I think, or team member, they ought to escape. I don't know what happened. They shall, maybe they just said they should wait one more day. They were to leave the next day, and the people attacked this night. The other person was smart to jump fence. The team leader could not join. They killed him. But at least I love what he did. This other one too that jumped fence is because he was ready. This one cannot, he can't jump fence. They killed him and he has gone to prison. I think I heard that the wife has remarried them. Wife and children. They were safe. What did he do? He was wise enough. Because if they attack that day, please, what will happen to the entire family? If it's probably just that young man that will jump first and go. The guy will jump first and go. He will jump first and go. So what will happen to all the wife and children and all of that? So presently now, the children now, they have their mom. They have another dad now. The woman didn't need missions. Those children have more life. They can even be inspired by the death of their father to go home. But if you have allowed carelessness to kill all of them one day, what will happen to the work? Oh, we know they can revisit that land now and still do that work.
Come here. What of if you are living in your Jerusalem, like in Tenin?
Mm-hmm.
People know your family. They know your father. They know your mother. They know almost all your family.
Mm-hmm.
And like you are the one that is not doing the work of missions.
Yes.
And once your parents do, and then you minister to maybe a Muslim family. Mm-hmm. There's this threat of, and you are mentioning to
when the threat is heated, evacuate your entire family. Because if they don't see you, they go to your house. That's why anybody laboring in Jerusalem must not be stupid. You know why? As far as they are concerned, it's you and your family that is doing that ministry together. So you want to be careful not to offend where your family lives. In fact, normally, have you ever seen any battle? I mean, if you have had a battle, you want to stage war. You now say, let's fight in our country.
No.
What do you choose? A middle man. It is when assault reach high level. Now you enter the country. But when it's to contest on power level, you go out. Most of the time, think about it, Dano, quote unquote, Boluko Yala Dazi, Ita. Do you know that if I want to, as I'm bold and passionate about Muslims, by the grace of God, do you know I've never attempted once to win any of these Muslim students here?
And because I've wanted to.
Ah, no, brother.
So, do this in our environment. So, there are these three people that are coming for SMPP. When they launch an attack in our church, so they're kind of thinking the that time that we're giving them drugs, you know, eyes are already thinking on me personally. Then so I now avoided anything Muslim. And those are,
so, for now, you know, Facebook
for SMPP, that is. Maybe I'm wrong. I shared with my friends. I said, I called three of them. I said, who's your parents? And when I called you, you said, you go and visit the
I told you to go and visit the
parents. I went to the father. I did not meet the father. But there's this day, as we were trying to do the camp meeting, the father, I met the father in medical school. So as he was not going out, I did not greet the father. I did not know, but I did not pay attention to him. I just focused on the headmistress. On the assistant headmistress. So I was going. He was pulling me at the back. He said, let mommy, I'm going to go into your program. And then it's that day we are starting the camp the second day. So I met the daughter because of the sensitivity of the camp meeting. I told the daughter, you don't need to come to the, come tomorrow that I want to do practical. Maybe the daughter did not hear well because it's everywhere, only SMPP students. So I was now going to check the result of Bookman Benjamin. I met her with hijab coming to that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this video we want to shoot that day. And we have been coding everything, we have been doing the prayer, we have been coding it because of her. So, I now called her and said, the meeting, actually, this night is like night vigil. You know, you don't need to do night vigil in your mosque.
Just go. Did she go?
She went. So, but second day she came, she not made the practical because the person killed her.
See, Fagbo already, you know, it was God that saved us about
yes,
that Muslim this thing that time. That we did not, and it's fired that you see.
Tell you and those brothers. And what they did at that time was also wrong because they faced the mosque for
it was, yes, it was wrong. Now, it is zeal of the Muslim Muslims. Hear me. If you remember that they raised that issue that this other brother was saying that, Brother Binga cannot say so. And I said, when they call meeting the king, the daddy and all of that. I said we should tender apology to the Muslims. Why can we apologize to the Muslims? We apologize to them. We are not apologizing because we are stupid. We are not apologizing because we are afraid. We are apologizing because the approach we used was wrong. Because if they set your house on fire, God forbid.
Who will? It's not saying anything, no. Just call and you know, say, my brother say, Muslim priest to Muslim, must you?
So you see, in SMDP, there are enough unbelievers that are youth like them.
There are many.
So, please, souls are equal.
Yes.
Are you following? See, me, I don't believe in this. We must go to the north to go and win. There are people in Benebege. There are people in Epe crying. So psycho. When we cover areas that are waiting to receive, let's train more people to now face Adelia. Why must we insist on an area that is rejecting Jesus? It's only except he has sent us specifically there. Okay, let me give an example. There are certain places in the north that they are barricaded. It's hard there. There are some places in the north. There's no yet threat there. Why are you insisting on threatful area? Where there are the same souls of people? No. Let's first of all go for the simple ground. After we have raised enough indigenous people, let's now say, let's work with wisdom. Very important though. You know, some people sometimes we see they'll just say, it's that hard area. It's not the Lord who sent them. We're going there. Because they will place their going there on 90 days fasting. So today we will not even leave. If you read out some missionaries that died, they died 12 because of foolishness. Our professor told us about jihadists have not invaded the Burkina Faso. And they said the people are crying for missionaries. Excuse me. Northern people in Burkina Faso, predominantly Muslim, they are crying for missionaries to come. You now are insisting on Borno and some certain villages where they say, we don't want to see anybody. I said, we are coming, we are bringing the gospel. Yes, excuse me. When they reject Jesus Christ in a place, did he leave or not? Please, do you remember that they said to Jesus, leave our town? Did he leave? He left. When I was reading my Bible, I said, Lord, you left me. I left. I saw in my Bible that they said, leave our region. He left. He didn't say, do you know? He left. And see, read your Bible. They said, and he left to another. I look at my... Oh, it's not a good one. All right. Please. Yes.
We talk about confrontation now.
So, bro, I'm sorry, sir. Unfortunately. Fagbo walk. No Islamic whatever for now.
What about those Muslim?
No. You know, when Muslims are coming, I told you, go and see their prayer. Awa, Omoyi, Anshia, Mokokoto, Maya, Omo, Nila, Notolong, no. At the Rafisi, Nila, Notolong, no. At the Koto, my better life. Wa ko lo. You want to make a wow. To ba for Allah, tell me, Lola, I will hand you over to God.
You sit down with
No.
Okay. I even told them because I say SMTP.
So, my God, to what you want, you pay for my for Wallah. Because Wallah, man, me, too, sorry. Problem too, as beginning point, though. You know, there's a way problem will start and kill it. You know, there's a way fire start and. But if you allow fire to grow, there's a way we'll kill it. That fire will carry you away. When that fire starts, the police are already. Hey, kill us all, shame. Put your hand, go, carefully, go to the jockey. Don't they? First, you could take it. When I was, wanted to start, I informed him. So by the time they are racing, that's what, let me tell you something. We can't do a mission work and not know police, army. Those are next step we are going now. We will intentionally befriend defense military officers. That those police officers in Nidore, they will know us. It's not because it's not fear. It's the war. Hope you know somebody. It's not Muslims that will raise issues against us.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Hope you know there are some boys that can relay us because of the gospel. It's not the one. I'm not just okay Islam here. Everything you give one, people just come and because sometimes you can preach to a girl that is the girlfriend of a count. And the girl say, I want to follow Jesus. And it's you they will come to. Now you they preach to my girl saying, I want to follow Jesus. So I thought, we preach. And then, if you hold out your crusade tomorrow, we'll go scatter. I don't want you to be that. What do you do immediately? Inform the authorities. Don't let me see you just hold video. No, if they come, they will be blocked. No. Inform authorities. Have you seen WF come in with the entourage of police before? No, excuse me. Why we, you know,
I was like, well, come on, forget it. Why we pass it from him?
Oh,
no. There's some people that hate that man.
There's some people that eat pasta, they be walk alone. So people are angry. Let's understand.
It's when prayer walks, see, it's all right. Only on prayer walk.
Isaiah Buba is not loved. When Bishop Oyedepo went to Abuja, he dare not say he's going to see Buhari in the. You know, they are not friends. Why did some of those men move by helicopter? Security is also important. So, brother, in Fagbo, for now, any Muslim that come to our work, they go, I want Manila to come by. Sensitivity. You understand? Look at the one that Shenilisha, you see those, that conk Muslim guy. That the parents, I think the mother also, maybe later came to me, brother John or something like that, go, come on, come on. Tell me about that show up. Tell him that, inform your parents that you are the one. Because if they mobilize all these dawa young boys, they can come and just do things. And you know, this country, it tilts towards Islam. This country tilts easily towards Islam. Very important. God will help us. Wisdom. You see, after we have done all we needed to do, if I caught. You understand? There are some missionaries that will carry their white families. Look at how these young girls here, they carry them to dangerous zones in the name of missions. What does this one girl know? Yeah? Provide a safe place for them. When they are grown to reach maturity, they too can decide and say the word.
What about in the situation that you talked about the issue of competition of Muslims?
Because I wanted to raise them, please. Let me just raise the issue of this one. I have not attempted to minister to any of these boys. The reason is because our mission business were here. This is a major Quran school. This is not just a secondary school. This is a major Islamiyah school. If I say, Jesus died on the cross and Muhammad is not a real prophet, please, where will you go and ask?
Who told you?
Nasi, that house. Hope you know, if they come in the night, is it this other day that will... So when I see them, I love the professor that taught us these 2 weeks has been in missions for years and has worked among Muslims. The insight is shared about winning Muslims. I said, I just said, Lord, thank you for this wisdom. He said, you know, there are some Muslims, back to what he said, there are some Muslims you can't witness to because of the. He said, when I see them and I begin to pray, Lord, and this one will encounter you. Hope you know that's also part of preparation for ministry. He now said, I will say, Lord, send him someone that will explain. Hope you know if he leaves this street and that street can be mobilized at the third street to minister to the same students. If we are not wise, imagine somebody just win a Muslim and say, that's our house. That's our house. But come and meet my daddy. Come and meet my daddy. He's so anointed, eh? We are supposed, you know, our base, by God's grace, January, we are opening this mission base to house Muslims. And that's part of what we say. Muslim combat, I mean. Do you know that? If we thank God we are even practicing that. Once we ask Muslim combat, no Muslim combat will carry hijab and enter there. Because if you carry hijab and enter there, this one. And no, if they are coming in, the room. You know, some Muslim combat are zealous and say, this is an Islamic school, back up for one. Then you can talk to them. Don't go and use your zeal to start. If you want to raise Muslim compound, where should they go and do evangelism? Send them to Ede. You see, that is far. Let them do ministry there. Come. What must we be doing to this one? Prayer. If we now feel that we want to target them, we should also begin to plot. We just started friendship. How are you? What's your name? so that we can hand them over to another fine person that can share with them.
Networking.
You see, let's know what we are doing. For we are doing. So that's how to work it.
So what about in a situation whereby because you talk about don't just go and confront a Muslim like this, know that proportionally talks about that also in power in front of mosques that no things like that. Because I remember then also in Exu that those brothers invited me to preach during the outreach. They staged the outreach in front of the central mosque in front of the school. So that's where I ministered. But if it's now in a village whereby it is not about Muslim issue, it is about traditional or the Sabali issue,
you know,
can you do confrontation with them?
You know, wow. It's the same thing. Hear me, herbalist. Yeah, they're the herbalist too. Now, he just went to a place and said, Ifa is nothing in front of Ifa shrine and all of that. Oh, go is stupid. Only Jesus reigns. You are not wise. Because show me where Jesus did that. They even asked us concerning who should we worship? Caesar or? But I expect Jesus to say, if you worship Caesar, you are neither. No, he said, give me a coin. Who said this thing? Said, Caesar. Give it to Caesar. See, why did Jesus do like that? Why is it that we are zealous than our master? And we are not, can't even be zealous than him. I think something is just show to prove that. Do you remember what Archbishop Ezra did? He confronted, excuse me. If God asks you to do it, it will be clear that it is. What did he say, Prophet? It will not be you. That ranges it. In fact, most of the time, it will be on the sports kind of God taking the glory. You've seen things like that now. So that way, it will be like on the sport. Even you will learn to fear God and say, ha.
So, what if they confronted the person
and they want to? If you are doing a program and they confront you, as you have been confronted before, and then they confront you and they say,
Jesus,
you don't respond.
You don't depend on Jesus.
No, you don't. Listen. You don't tell people. Don't tell me my job is stupid. Don't tell me that. It's your fact. You are not responding the way it is. You are not be meek and lowly. That's not how to respond. That's not how Jesus will respond. That's not how Jesus will respond. Maybe this thing you said.
Cause problem in my country's to me.
Because some people say, no. If they do not, we also give you to these are ministers of God, though. And the man was telling us, no. In fact, what caused problem was that they slapped me. That one said, no, I should not put my other cheek down. I should not put so that the person can strike the other cheek. And the man was saying, Jesus Christ was simply asking us to demonstrate patience and that vengeance belongs to God. Let me tell you something. Which one is more heavier? Somebody said, your Jesus is stupid. And he said, wait on.
Why not drag anything with you? But the Lord himself will prove himself. And the next day, for the day.
You see, that kind of power. That's what me I want. That's what I'm praying for. That somebody will threaten me, but in the night. That is a conviction. But by the time you talk, there was a time they came to Jesus Christ so that they can catch him at what? So whenever you are answering confrontation, what must you guide? Except God did not call you if you don't die tomorrow. Do you know police madasi? You're not calling for persecution. This thing that I am talking about. When one of the professors abroad spoke to us and they told us so many things, I come home with the brother, who is the missionary. I said, I cannot go and share this thing here though. I said, if we sing, our Christian brothers will die. You know, there's some people that will start killing some people just because you spoke. So you don't want to also cause problem in India. You went to do mission crusade. Take after you carry your material, those people will now be looking for churches. Understand? You don't want to cause problem also to the household of faith. You go, you say, when we go, they will confront them, but you don't even know that some started attacking Christians. You want to be careful. I love what I'm looking at. He did crusade in Canada, heavy. He was to go to Kano. And they built, cook up a rumor that Riamboke is coming to talk against Allah and all of that. I didn't know they killed people, but they started riot. Maybe people said we're killed or churches were burned. Riamboke narrowly escaped by chopper, helicopter. Do you know Boke did not come for about 9 years again? But on the 8th or 9th year, the impact was heavy. Is he a coward? No. He can insist when they say he should not come in. But no, he's going to bring the gospel. Some people will insist like that and they will arrest him. But he left the short country for a time. God will help us. Please, if Abalis will confront us, imagine Abalis will contact me. If you do crusade here, and they mark the place, and the Holy Ghost in you say no, brethren, let's go there. No. What are you doing? You are praying and waiting on what? Instructions. God can ask you to hold it. What must you remove in you, basically? Fear. That one is what will affect you. God can ask you to hold the meeting. I remember there was a meeting like that. Fear, the fear affected me. We held the meeting. I spoke against cultists. I spoke against Kegites. It was a heavy meeting. As I was speaking, cult guys were hearing. The boldness of the Lord so came upon me. It was so heavy. Oh! After the meeting, they mobilized people. They came to my door. It was serious. Come out. It was. See, let me know that fear. So, came on me. Because if I should step up. So, one or two brothers were standing at the door, not wanting them to come. As the nurse, at a time, you know, God's word came and I was threatened. I came out. When I came out, I was shocked that they could not do anything. It surprised me because I was a bit of people that just come out like this. He didn't do anything. He started talking, but the person that finished, one of the care guys, who I believe also is a cultist, gave me a serious threat. He said he was warning me that if we ever hold any meeting like that, it was heavy. You know the meeting was supposed to continue. We now held that meeting. I think it was that same meeting, another one, and then the SCG president came to me and was asking me a question. Who did give me permission? Thank God I've collected permission. But one meeting that I was to minister, God's word has affected people. God came for us. The encounters were heavy. We were about reaching the threshold of the meeting. I just started hearing noise. Heavy roar. Do you know what came to me? The threats. I was standing on that pulpit like this because I was looking at these girls, young sisters, football, and these court guys are terrible. They shot before in my camp. So I was like, hey, hope it's not this guy and all of these other people. I was there. I was signaling my face to the officials, what's going on? I'm the one ministry. You know, I shed grace in the middle of. Do you know after I shared the grace, everybody, you know when you end the church meeting and people are like, it closed down me. I regret that experience today. Thank you, God, for something else. See, so you know sometimes if you hear, has it happened to you before that you hear, and your mind will start saying, they are coming, are they coming? You start thinking of Bogwana, thinking of because of the sound you had. As it happened to you, so that fear allows you to think beyond what is not. You know, you sometimes mosquito cross something to fall, but you can think to somebody like that. You saw yourself, fear can bring wrong interpretation to you. That was what happened to me. I remember my wife said, after we finished, I stepped out, I was still afraid. I said, what happened? I said, I've been seeing nothing to it. Nobody came to tell me that everything is all right. I said, no, they are jacking and then she said, I stopped the move of God. I fear. I can't forget. I can never forget. That day, it was heavy repentance for me. Fear can make an anointing. Anointing can be in a meeting like this, and fear will cut it. And that's why everybody left disappointed. I'm sure they were wondering, what happened to Veronica today? They didn't know the threat. Actually, people didn't hear about that because they came without informing anybody. They just came to my door. Fear is terrible. If you run because of fear, that's the problem. If you don't confront, I'm not confronting because of fear. Mm-mm. So don't allow zeal or fear to make you do what is wrong. Like in the case of Brother John, you try. They were doing operation, something on the land. You know, Brother John like prophetic, whatever. So the day they were doing that prophetic, whatever, it was the day 55 people were doing their whatever. So, hear this. They were going, and you know, they put speaker. And if it belongs to the Lord, I think that's kind of thing. So they passed through Ilare Road. And they didn't know they were doing that kind of thing. But they just, okay, let's walk through. And that's how these people started challenging Brother John, challenge the Yotran people and all of that. Now, this is the situation. You know, most of us would like power encounter. But no, that's a power of God. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus didn't do that. But in their own case was different. If we also were in that situation, there's nothing we would do. So they started saying that maybe they were going to beat them with something, pour something. They started saying incantations, I think, on them, the vehicle and stuff like that. So Brother John was saying maybe they were expecting that, you know, maybe an incantation that will make you do nothing about it. Because everybody started speaking in tongues. So as they were doing, Brother John and the whole team was speaking in tongues. But it's not as if they were, as they were speaking in tongues, they were coming down and saying, as long as they didn't do that. They just kept moving. If you are in that kind of situation, somebody is taking something out like this to beat you. Okay, what will you do? Because you've been caught. That's an example of being caught. What will you do? You start running. That's not what to do at that time.
Back, but it's okay.
That's not also what to do. That's not what to do. You don't say like to back. No. That's not what to do. You start praying in tongues. That's when you start praying in tongues. So if somebody now say something like, "In this village, we want to know if your Jesus is real," sit down. You are taking the battle to
Jesus.
Another went up. You have challenged Jesus. We ask him to prove himself in this village. And you go back to your sacred place. Okay, that's another level. You must respond in wisdom. But don't respond at all. You talk to our Jesus like that. He will show his power. Osagara. No, don't do something like that. And somebody has said, you want to know if your Jesus is really in this village. If by tomorrow morning, this charm I used to beat you, if you will not be dead, that Jesus will prove himself, and everybody will know that he's Lord. And what do you do? Like Elijah, where do you go to? Don't be like Elijah, always go back. Don't go and sleep.
Don't sleep.
You go back and say, Lord, we have attested to your name, brothers, people, prove yourself. And then God shows himself. We've read some of those books in the Bible. There's this book. What's the name of this man? Lester Sumra. Lester Sumra didn't plan that confrontation. You know, there's some confrontation that he didn't plan. The man was floating on the air to challenge and caused the heart of a whole land to be drawn after evil power. And they want to preach the gospel. In the name of Jesus, they ask him to stop floating. And you know the person that asked him to stop floating is not one big man of God. You see, when you raise disciples, you don't even need to. He said, no, you can't. You will. Because we are also here to preach. So you know when somebody is deliberately saying, they are nothing. This is the real power. And it's floating on air. So people will not want to listen to that. There's a powerful man in it. You go and say, by tomorrow morning, if he stages that, he will not float in Jesus. And he tries to float. And he's not floating. So there is confrontation. But confrontation comes with a spirit of humility, meekness, and as well sensitive to the spirit. Look at Jesus Christ, the way he had this confrontation. Look at the way. He was not showing anything for showmanship of power. The Lord will strengthen us. In the name of Jesus. There is a situation whereby when we are caught, let me not just say we should not be thinking of what to say at that time for the Lord. There is a situation where we are caught, whether caught in words. This is not show. You will know in this situation, God must help. And you know, as you are responding, maybe your team too is praying. And as you are responding in God's wisdom and authority. The Lord will strengthen us.
I remember the question I want to ask
you. Yes, please ask me.
Okay. About that guilt part.
Okay.
You know, we should not just, I don't know if it's a question or, I don't know if we can help you with that guilt. Like, for example, the person that is moving on from the business, is it not also correct to teach the flock what is doing?
Yes.
Because they might misunderstand his flight, and they think that he's not strong, and then they might even get angry that he left them.
Yes, I think we raised that while we're talking that. The missionary, once you enter the mission field, must begin to train people.
And teach them.
So that they will not see your flight as cowardness. In fact, in this situation of Paul, who arranged his flight? Disciples. So it's good when my disciples are in my what?
Like the whole thing is that it's not okay for the person, for the pastor or missionary, to also inform the people where exactly he's going. In case one of them is taking
not a question. Just like Jesus
and being
Christ.
Threatened and tortured.
Yes, just like Jesus Christ. You have your key people. It will not be correct to run and nobody knows where you are. As you have labored in the village, you will know certain people. And you see, if you raise people well, some people can die for you and say, rather than you tell them where you are, rather than die. Because you train everybody to own that mission work. Please let me confess, you know, some missionaries are spreading mission work in their mission field. They have become the God of the people. It's not everybody that they say sincerely. This is another thing you say, because as you go on doing ministry now, you will meet missionaries that will make your heart sick if you are not focused. So missionaries go to mission field and they turn the people into laborers working on their farmland. If I go into some things with you in missions, you will be angry. So sometimes it's not every missionary that they say they kill. Sometimes that is, sometimes a judgment. We have heard some things about some missionaries, and I will be like a missionary. A missionary. They turn the villagers to that. The villagers are working for the missionary because he brought the gospel to them. Trampling upon them. That's why sometimes when attack comes to such ministers, the villagers can run and will refuse to come and save their missionary. But a missionary that serves people, you see people, they can go and even form shield in his house and say, kill us. Before you kill this man. Just that the kind of work you should do. Look at Peter. Out of he wanted to defend was Jesus. For Jesus saying, you know, if you don't raise people to the point that people say, rather than them take you, they will rather kill me. You know that if you raise people in love, people can go any length for your peace. You don't know? They will say no. That man, you can't take it. We'll rather be killed. It's just like the case of this person that allowed himself to be bombed to rescue a whole church. The boom suicide bomber was coming. He knows that suicide bomber in that church problem. So he ran to, he allowed the gate of the church to smash towards that car and he stayed. I'm sure that church had a good impact on him. He will have run. They are coming. And in that way, that church, all the people in the church would have been born would have died. So he stayed. I think
and
he
will still have died.
And it will still have died. So they stayed, and as the car was coming with loaded bomb, they slammed the gate of the door of the church, the main gate, towards the car. The car exploded, the suicide bomber, they died, but the church was saved, and children and women and pastors and many people. I'm sure that church has a good impact on that boy. Those, if it's that church, that pastor, who? They will have run for their lives. And a lot of people like that. So God will grant us wisdom.
So I want to ask, how far can the church go that will make you escape? Because the people that will come, that their church is once. And so how far, because you know, he said we should, when strength comes, we should pray. So how far
now,
the church can die?
Now, you know, threats is in varying sizes. Mm-hmm. There are some threats that is not threatful enough. Mm-hmm.
It's just a,
and they warn you. And they, oh, that's, you know, that's threat too.
And they will see you tomorrow, they will greet you.
And they will greet you. He just said, he threatened me.
But the devil told me.
Why are you here, brother?
He threatened me yesterday, sir. He said he's warning.
That's why you give. You see, I observe that threats must be threatful enough. For example, somebody spoke to you once. Another time, he repeated it. You know, have you watched instances whereby somebody will be in the house, you just started hearing, boom, they are throwing stones on your house in the night 1 year after a threat 3 days ago. Hope you know that's already coming close. You leave. And because you are a good man in a field, some people come and ask their attend to you. Like that couple of children that left. It's not like it's one threat. They have been yelling. So the threat will be because God wants to protect you. Look at this matter of Paul's sister's son. Maybe as the boy had it, it must be threatful enough for the boy to come and report. It must be threatful enough. It's not that somebody just come and say, hey, that's all, will they watch you and you carry your gun. So, when somebody say, you know, there's a threat that even the Spirit of God witnesses to you that this is strong. This is strong. Yes, the Spirit of God will not do it. Sometimes you don't leave the area when you leave your house. You start sleeping in somebody else's house, and then you start coming to your house in the morning. Hope you know most attacks is in the night. Yes, no? In fact, few attacks are in the day. Very few is night. So when you see threats, evacuate to a safer area in the area. You can evacuate your wife or in the area. You find out that as you're in the area, it's still, because every threat has a group. Every attack has a group. If people can listen well, look at what we have read. You see that they plotted to. Plot means plan. And plan has stages too. Do you understand? So, it's not at every... What are you people doing here? If I see people here, you just carry your back.
You're not even from the area.
No. Yes. Do you understand what you said? Let's be wise. Like, for example, sir. There have been people that will just say something like, we are watching what you are doing, we will see. That's not a big thing for me to run away. But somebody comes and say, is it not your wife that is short like this, fair complexion, and your children are 3 years like this? Well, we're counting down for you. That day, once I get up, you understand? Somebody give me full details. And you just carry them. Remain in the area watching. And as you are doing that, who are you corresponding with? The Lord. And normally in times of threat are times of getting to fast and prayer. So that your spirit can shine. You don't receive threat and they are pounding yam for you. They threaten and then you are pounding yam. That's the time to begin to get sensitive. No, there's nothing. Bring me that this thing in this land. There's nothing. No. We don't do such. God will strengthen us. We just need sensitivity so that we know where to escape. And there are some times you do. If you escape, they are already lying in the bush for you. And there are some times, you know, when threat reach high level, they are already at the gate. You know, look at this one. They are already at the gate. So your running too demands wisdom. That's why sometimes escape. In fact, most of the time, a missionary cannot escape alone. He must escape with the cooperation of people. Ah, there's an escape that I saw about them Kwashi. Hear this. They have threatened Baba Ben Kwashi. Listen, thank God Baba Ben left this house. You know, the thing was increasing, burning this church, burning that church, and his, I think his own house is also near church, his mission bay. Burning church, but it was heavy. He just left. Do you know when he left? He left to a soldier's place, one of the iron game. That's why I see networking is important. In one of the high-ranking soldiers, that's where he left. So one time he wanted to go, but he was going, they told him don't go. The thing kept increasing, such that it's possible that they will come and look for him also in that soldier's place. Hope you know when crowd comes, sometimes they can overpower a few military men. That's how they carry him inside, special envoy. The soldier, they arrange an envoy. Do you know Baba Kwashi was inside the vehicle? Some of the people, they were passing through mud that was even cutlass. Imagine they are looking for you, but you are inside the car. And you are passing through them because every trip is back in front and back. One of the women now said, Daddy, what did you do that these people are looking for you? I did not know. Imagine your enemies are looking for you. And it was inside tinted glass. What if he has no soldier? Listen. God will take us there where he will preserve his message in the name of. You know, me too. Open that he was not foolish. By the time the wood then died down, you know, by himself, he was what? But there's a time where rage is high. There's another time where you will pass every anger in people's ever have gone. When he came to his house, he did not pick. Not only, in fact, they said, not only did they burn as I see. Old method of bombing, maybe they allow gas, they threw gas inside the fire. When the thing he pushed that, it was heavy. If he had been inside, he would have blown his shield every day. And now, what God uses to do around the world, he will not have been done. Let's be wise that this is our message. It's powerful to be preserved. Especially missionaries that are laboring in the Middle East and some serious time, they will put their child in care of another person. You can answer the call. It's important. Let's be wise.
God will help us. In the name of Jesus.
So,
okay. So should we be friendly with Muslims around? Like, for example, a practical example, I do some money that sells something and the husband that are trying to pay.
Yes, yes.
To just be tested. So does it mean that if we are friendly with them, does it mean that when sometimes you want to give any insider information, we will not point at our house?
No. There are some Muslims. No, there are some.
We are friendly with them, you know.
Yeah, no, there are. This is it. That's why we train you to be sensitive in this way. There are some people you are friendly with who say, stop this friendship. There was a situation of a man, I don't know whether that came or came out. In very terrible times was coming, got in that church. The founder of this church is a big church near Area Wawusa. And I had that case, I think, from two people. This man, who was on Toto, all those Wawusa people, he will feed them and enforce that they go like that church, take care of that community. He did that outside with the interesting. It was the Muslim that ran that church. The same lying on this church. These people, they say, not this one. They were ready to defend that church with their life. And that church stood there. So you see a man who understands that I can't be the least of things.
and not be kind to people. So as God was blessing him, they didn't become Christians. It was as if a light in him. You know, there are some Muslims that they have talked to Christians, but they are still in Islam. In fact, at Baba, that time gave us our small office in Lagos. I went to meet him. He was not telling me so much. He canceled me. He didn't say, there are some Muslims. They are Christians, but they are still Muslims. I said, Baba, say, I have a friend. See, there's no pastor's message, there's no message. He said, all of pastors came back. He said, he knows it. He said, he told me, say, if I not come back and be here, left his hand to Christians. So he listens to messages. When they are praying in place. See, that was already started following Jesus. But he wants to maintain the public Muslim for fear. You understand that idea? Maybe by the time he wants to die, Jesus, by the time that I believe in him, such person, heaven is open to them. Are we together? So imagine that pastor now. So my what? Holy Spirit can rebuke you to stop your relationship. When he does not, sometimes it's a Muslim that will come and tell you. It happened in Niger State. Maybe there was this time the Quran was attacking. I don't know whether it's camp promotional, it's because I think I heard it from their mouth or from somebody. Those Muslims. A place, I think in Niger, they came to that mosque. It was in that mosque they brought weapon to attack. Rilo. One of the people who attends them came and tell the missionaries. They started talking about the things that distributing the transfer to that village. And that's how they left that place. Because a Muslim gave them information. They have been, you know, that sometimes when people are needy, not for the sake of religion, for the sake of, you know, people who respond to love. There's a difference between just in hands when you really love people. Love you, that you see me. Some of them come to tell me. Open up some Christians. They just do Christian in their community. When it's time for Christmas.
I'm sorry, how come you want to show something
very important?
Like the woman we
had
that Abinadab was
good. That was not
this one. Because we learned that after that happened, the people, since some music, when we said that their family has changed or something like that, and they were coming to ask
for. Yes, we had that.
And that they don't
give. They don't give.
The woman used to do money pride.
Yeah, I think I had that.
So the second question I want to ask is that maybe, I don't know, is there any spiritual...
Somebody comes to you to... Sorry, sweetheart. Somebody comes to you to ask.
Yeah, who is so?
And you want to... You know what Christians do it? Don't even let us go there. We preach message, but we don't ask the message. And that's not wisdom. She was demon crying.
Somebody cried and you can't even say anybody. Somebody come and
it's not measurable. And then you've been crying like that, and then you keep crying in front of
it's not
no, so it's not wisdom that somebody's in. Allah. That's where you went to. You see, Jesus cried. No.
Somebody come and
I was doing. Look at the time that we used to do that money cry. This street here. There's a mosque close by. They were not praying at that time. So they did morning cry. But where did we put our speaker? We didn't put it in front of your mosque. We shifted a little bit backward. And we preached. And what did you notice? The Jewish people, you know, they were listening because the message was affecting them. They didn't mention anything about Allah. Your God is not here. How can you say that? Kind of thing? If they beheld me there, you say I died for Christ. Well, I'll go to everyone. That was foolishness.
So is there any spiritual application with that to that, like, because I've thought about it for security purposes. So like can a man and a woman get that food with that blood that will just be named just to and then you'll be are you a Christian just to get it to cover you and they're looking for you. But I remember one president like that said come on.
Yes, so. Like no, that you know, yes so if you are in a situation like there's a situation, I'm reading so many things about persecution. There's this person, I think I watched it, he was he's notable, he's been preaching the word, but he didn't offend Islam, but they were targeting him. And they waited till the day he did the wedding. The night he was at home with his wife and few people, they not left. And that's how they brought machete and everything. So they didn't come to kill anybody. It's him. You know what they wanted to do? That on the wedding day, that's when they targeted to cause tears.
So I think why some people maybe were still trying to say, why, what did you know? This one is not right. This person we're looking for. Don't disturb us. Open the, if they came and they said, start killing, that's different. That's what he did. He dressed like a woman. He became and sat like a woman. Where's he going? That's how he is. They didn't come to that place again for some time. That's wisdom. As they put Paul inside basket, he put himself inside the woman's clothes. But I think the person that did the costume or himself knows how to act. It is a man that no matter how he dresses, maybe the Lord gave him that wisdom that entered his opinion. Please, let's also not burn the Holy Spirit. No. Any woman that wears the attention of a man is an abomination to the Lord. Not in that situation. Let's just trust God that when the time comes, let me ask you, what did the allotry have the allotry? When you come to look for them, what did they say? Did you say they are here? I kept them. It looks like a lie. It looks like it. Because the people you are looking for, that you want to kill, are not here. This one that I have here, they are not here. Wisdom is very important. Are you a Christian? No, I'm not. Who are you? I'm a follower. To buy more time. Even though you still kill me, but let me buy more time. In case they see.
And you ask them questions. What do you understand by
follower?
Oh,
legit, bro. You see, if we enter persecution lands, we understand these things are real. When you go to China, those people will carry fruit. It's not if they are selling fruit. It's Bible that is not. Excuse me, are they lying? No, ask. Somebody put Bible on there to go and distribute or fruit on top, like a fruit seller. Is that... If you see him, you see fruit seller. But you see a fruit seller. Thank you. You can't see. Be careful when you say lying. Understand what lying is. Let's close for tonight. God's our strength. So, we should make bread and tea for us. So please take bread and tea. God strengthen us. Take a lot of water. If you have funds, maybe tomorrow, just buy fruits. And then, that is good. I hope we're blessed, hope we have learned. So, as we post you, and then, you don't know where the Lord will post you again, after 5 years or 7 years, God has said, tell my son, whenever he did, Joseph, that is your strength. Man of God, as you go to labor, maybe God send you somewhere, you want to go and do a mission work. You have to be secretive.
In this,
somebody like him now, there is in military setting. You should, you can have 2 houses.